The end of abortion is in sight in the state of Colorado. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Brian Enyart Jr. sitting in once again for Bob on BEL, and welcome to the show. All right, so I was in on Friday. We had a great show. We raised a lot of money for the BEL telethon going on this month, which many of you know is going on right now. Our goal this month is $35,000. And right now we're just near the 6,000 mark, so we still have a little way to go, and we need your help. So today I have a couple things to talk about, some things in the news. I have a pretty interesting story. I was a juror on an attempted murder trial a couple of years back, and I'm going to share a little bit about that. But first of all, what BEL needs right now are some Spartans. And if you're familiar with the story of the Spartans, there were 300 men up against an army of more than a million back at the Battle of Thermopylae, which actually a handful of BEL friends got to visit and experience back in the Greece tour in 2005. But so the Spartans were a group of only 300 people who fought against over a million Persians, and that was for their own freedom. And what we need today, since we have a goal, we only need about $30,000 more. What we're thinking is, if we're able to get just 300 of you out there to give only a $100 donation, we will be set for this telethon. So would you be a warrior for Bob Enyart Live? Be a Spartan. Send in your $100 donation. If we get 300 of you, we will be ready to go. We will be good for the remainder of the year. So today we have two deals. All right. Now, last Friday, we were giving out the BEL sample kit in exchange for any donation of $100 or more. And to the 10 of you who called in during the show last week, thank you so much. That was just amazing that so many of you called in that day. Now, today we have two deals. We have two gifts, all right, for two different levels of pledgeship. So let me go into the first one here. First of all, once again, for like I was just mentioning, for a donation of $100 or more to BEL, we're going to give you a different BEL sample kit. This time, it's a little different. It's I don't know if it's better or worse. It's really cool. What we have this time is you're going to get a DVD, a seminar, and a copy of The Plot as our gift to you for your donation of $100 or more to the BEL telethon. Now, the DVD we have is a Bible tour of Israel. So just like I mentioned a little while ago, we went to Greece a couple of years back. The Bob Enyart Live crew and friends visited Israel a number of years before the Greece trip. So this is a DVD that basically takes you on that tour that they went on. And it's just an amazing Bible study, actually, you know, on location in Israel. It's amazing. Next, we have the seminar, God's Criminal Justice System. Now, some of you out there know that Bob is big on seminars, and he went on a national tour doing a number of seminars all the way from Hawaii to Pennsylvania. So if you ever got to attend one of those, you know how impactful these seminars are. And if you've never attended one, this is your perfect chance to see how amazing Bob's seminar giving ability is with this seminar. Yeah. So this is God's Criminal Justice System. So that's the CD you're going to get. That's the seminar. And then lastly is the classic and the famed copy of The Plot. All right, and that's big. So that's what you're going to get as a gift from us to you for your gift of $100. Now, the number to call, finally, is 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-8-ENYART. All right, and now, so that's the first thing. So for any gift of $100 or more, we are going to send you the BEL sample kit. That's a DVD, a seminar, and a copy of The Plot. All right, now here's the big guy. Now, for anyone out there who's able to give more than 100, we're hoping to see if we might be able to get a few $500 donations. All right, and here's what we're going to give you for that. A gift from BEL to you for a gift of $500 or more, we're going to give you the Ultimate Evangelism Pack. Now, that sounds pretty intense. What do you think that is? The Ultimate Evangelism Pack, all right? That is, you're going to get three copies of Unlocking the Mysteries of Life, three copies of Sinai Mountain of Fire, three copies of Mount St. Helens, three copies of Mount Moriah, and three copies of the hugely popular amazing debate, Does God Exist? That Bob debated on TOL back in 2003 with atheist Zakith. All right, so that's the, as I said, it's going to be called the Ultimate Evangelism Pack. You're going to get for your donation of $500 or more. Once again, that number is 1-800-836-9278. Give us a call. Help E-L out. And all right, so what do we got here? First of all, there's some interesting stuff in the news today. A fifth grader was suspended for wearing an anti-Obama shirt. And this little fella actually was a friend of Bob, actually, Dan Dalton, the child's father. And it's just, you know, it's amazing that, you know, with the freedom of speech we have in this country, you can't even wear a shirt that said, the shirt said, Obama, a terrorist's best friend. What do you think? Think he's a good friend with the terrorists? I'd say so. So that kid was suspended, you know, just trying to get the word out, voicing his opinion on his shirt. It's a pretty passive kind of protest, really, but apparently his principal didn't like it too much. So what else do we have? You know, it's pretty amazing that everywhere you look, you see some kind of influence or friends of BEL, of Bob Inyart Live, somewhere. I mean, for instance, just a week ago, there was a story on Drudge Report about a Metro State College professor, all right, who was actually not forcing, but in the sense of the word, he was assigning all of his students to write a paper against Sarah Palin. All right, and at BEL, we're not hugely, you know, supportive of the McCain-Palin ticket, but it's just still amazing to see the bias against conservatism in public schools and colleges, and it's just, you know, very interesting. So, you know, that's another one that the girl's father actually sent Bob an email. He's a friend of Bob Inyart Live, and he said, you know, just, you know, explaining the story to Bob. So it's pretty amazing. And then we also got word of a U.S. Marshal flying over an Air Force One over to Germany. He was reading the plot. So everywhere you go, there's some Bob Inyart Live. There's some friends. There's some influence out there. So anyway, what else do we have here? So I thought I'd give you a little tale of a attempted murder trial that I was a juror on a number of years ago. It started out, I was living out in New Jersey working at an advertising agency, and back then I got a letter in the mail, you know, the famed jury letter that most people dread getting. And actually I was excited because I thought, hey, I could get a couple days off of work, it'll be nice. I'll get to, you know, see some interesting stuff, maybe attend a case, I don't know. So the way it works is you get this jury notice, and then you have to go in, and you basically sit in this little detention center with, you know, maybe a couple hundred other people. And you just sit there, there's a huge TV in the front of the room, and you just sit and wait for your name to be called. And that's just the way it works. So you sit there, and if they call your name in the 3 days, then you have to go to the next step of being a potential juror, which means they'll bring you to, you know, a number of different courtrooms, and then from there the judge will call a few of the people sitting in the room to have them sit in the juror's box, and then it goes on from there. Once again, if you're just tuning in really quick, the number to call is 1-800-836-9278. It is the BEL Telethon, and we have two great deals for you. Today we have two gifts for you. Anyone who's able to call in and donate 100 or more, you're going to get the BEL sample kit, which is going to include a DVD, a seminar, and a copy of The Plot. All right, and then anyone who's able to give 500 or more, you are going to get the Ultimate Evangelism Pack. And what that's going to be is a number of DVDs. You're going to get 3 times 4, that's what, 12 DVDs and 3 really great books. All right, and these are all, I went over it earlier, you're going to get a couple copies of Unlocking the Mystery of Life, which is just an amazing creation evolution DVD where leading scientists show that life could not have evolved in and that a supremely intelligent being must have created us. Next, you're going to get 3 copies of Sinai Mountain of Fire, the Mount St. Helens DVD, Mount Moriah, and 3 copies of the Does God Exist debate, which is now in book form, of course. And these tools are just amazing. You know, any of this stuff, I mean, you get someone to watch the, you know, if you want to just give these 5 resources to a friend of yours who's an atheist, or maybe just, you know, a weak Christian, or someone who's not sure about their faith, you can give them these five amazing resources. They'll start with the first DVD. They'll be blown away by it. And then by the time they get to Mount Moriah, they will just explode. And they're Christian. Ta-da. It's a great deal. So that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a huge pile of resources as our gift to you for supporting Bob Inyart Live for your gift of $500 or more to us. So please help us out. Once again, the number is 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. So where was I? I was explaining the jury selection process, which is pretty monotonous, and a lot of people there are pretty much hoping that they can just sit through their 3 days watching TV, getting their $6 a day or whatever the government pays jurors to, you know, be a juror. So the way it works, as I was saying, is you sit in a room, and then if they call you in those 3 days, you end up going into a number of different courtrooms until you're called again. And so for me, it was the third day. I was thinking I was going to get off scot-free. I'm not going to have to go in and, you know, actually be a juror. But the third day, they called my name. They walked me down to, one of the courtrooms. I sat down. And the prosecuting attorney, the prosecutor, he begins to just describe the case to everyone sitting in the room, and then they start calling people up, and they do what's called voir diring the jury, which is just a fancy word for questioning the jury. So they call you up, and basically there's a lot of different questions they ask, and as you're listening to these questions getting asked, you start to notice a trend that based on the way you answer them, you're going to either be sitting in the jury or you're going to be kicked out. And so a lot of people are making, you know, taking advantage of that truth, you know. People who don't want to be there, they ask you the question, for instance, would you trust the testimony of a police officer over the testimony of a civilian, simply because of the fact that he's a police officer? And they don't want to hear a yes to that because they want you to be objective. They want you to consider and weigh evidence not based on the person but based on the validity of the claim, if it sounds reasonable, et cetera. So a lot of people were getting kicked out, you know, saying no on purpose, you know, regardless of their beliefs. And so finally I got called up, and I was sort of interested. I wanted to hear the case. So I was pretty set on trying to make sure I could answer the questions in the correct way so that I would be picked. So it was pretty interesting. I sat up there. They asked me a number of questions. They asked me if hearing testimony hearing information about a child molestation case would affect me in a way that I wouldn't be able to continue. And they asked me if anyone in my family had ever been murdered or anything like that. Oh, and we have a call right now from Russ on the phone in Arvada. So why don't we go to that, and I'll continue the story in just a minute. Russ, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Brian.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I gave $600. I gave, it was, what do you call it, a stimulus check?
Oh, wow.
Last month. Mm-hmm. Then I found out I don't get the check.
You found out you don't get the check?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's all right. That's all right. Hey, I'd like to give another 100.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
And, mm-hmm. You know, one thing I think about in the Bible, that God said that he made some people to be teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to Bob's old TV classics.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so pertinent to today. You know, and the reason is because Bob's a teacher, and he goes by the Word of God. And it has relevance. What he said then is still relevant today.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that,
I really love those classics. They're just great.
They're great.
So they're funny, too.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was just going to say, not only are they relevant, but they're hilarious as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well. That's all I had.
Hey, well, thanks so much. Thanks for giving your 100. You're going to get a BEL sample kit, and maybe you can encourage some other callers to go ahead and give us a call and help Bob Inyart Live out.
Okay. God bless.
Thanks so much, Russ. That was Russ in Arvada. So once again, this is Brian sitting in for Bob on BEL. We're right in the middle of the Bob Inyart Live telethon. If you're listening, thanks for tuning in. That number is 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. 9278. Today we're hoping to get a couple of $100 donations, maybe even some $500 donations to help us reach our $35,000 goal to keep Bob Inyart Live alive. As I was mentioning last week, this ministry just does so many important things. You know, it brought me to the Lord, my wife to the Lord. So many people across the world are affected by Bob Inyart Live. And I was mentioning that you can be a Spartan, one of the 300 to give $100. You know, just one, you know, just miss, what would that be, 10 movies, you know, for the next couple of weeks, or a couple of McDonald's, you know, don't go a few times. And you can give that $100 to Bob Enyart Live. You can fund this ministry and just really help it grow and help sustain it. So be a Spartan, send in your $100, and you're going to get a BEL sample kit, which is going to include a seminar, a DVD, and a copy of The Plot, which retails for $50. This is our gift to you. So where was I? Let's see. So I was being voir dired by this prosecutor in this attempted murder case. And so like I was saying, I was answering the questions. I wanted to be a part of it. And finally, after, you know, they're questioning all the jurors, and then the prosecutor gets to kick out a lot of jurors that he thinks will, you know, not really side with him. And then the defense attorney does the same thing. He gets to kick out whatever jurors he doesn't want. And it's just a long process that goes on for maybe, you know, 2 hours or more. And then finally they arrive at their final 14, I think it is, 14 people on the jury. And I was one of them. So this got pretty intense. What ended up happening is, you know, so you leave that day, and the prosecutor and the defense attorney, they're allowed, you know, to prepare their case and get ready for the following day. So we come back, and this story was just absolutely crazy. So what ended up happening was a man, I'm going to call him John. I think his name was actually John, but I can't really recall. But his name was John, and he was the plaintiff, the man who was almost murdered. And he had been so terribly bludgeoned and disfigured by the attack. He lost part of his brain, one of his eyes. He could barely talk, but he was able to talk enough that he could actually come and, you know, be a witness to the crime. So what had happened was this man, the plaintiff, the man who had been almost killed by the defendant, his name was Doug. He was accused of molesting Doug's niece, all right? And obviously that's a terrible thing, and our job was to ignore that, essentially, you know, because our role was to discover, to decide the guilt of Doug. So it didn't matter that this guy molested Doug's niece, because he's either guilty or he's not, you know, regardless of whether that fact is true. And the really sad thing here is, you know, I believe the niece was, she was a 5-year-old girl, and the man who had been all bludgeoned, John, it was his girlfriend's daughter, 5-year-old daughter. And, you know, if a 5-year-old girl says that an old 30-year-old man is touching her wrong, I think you could be pretty sure 99.99% of the time it's true. You know, little kids aren't, you know, manipulative like that often, where they're going to do something so brutally wicked, you know, as to claim something so evil of a person. And then, you know, and if it's false, it'll come out pretty easily. So we were pretty certain that that was true, but we had to leave that out of it. And, you know, one of the things that's amazing about this case is this whole thing probably would never have happened if the justice system moved swiftly as it's supposed to. You know, if it had been over a year that this fellow that was bludgeoned had been waiting for his trial, and before he even got to his trial, he was almost murdered and was able to go to a trial for attempted murder on himself, which is just wild. Once again, the number is 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. We're in the middle of the BEL telethon. No calls in yet. We have a couple people waiting by the phones to take your calls, so please call in right now. Pick up the phone. Give us your gift of $100 or more, and you're going to get one of these great packs from BEL. Anyway, to continue the story, so what ended up happening, as I was saying, you know, the justice system moves so slowly that this guy, you know, had been a year. Now, what should have happened, obviously, is the man should have been tried, convicted, if he's guilty, which that wouldn't have been up to us to decide, obviously, but a different judge and jury. And, you know, this never would have happened. So obviously it's right that this man be punished in some way, but he should not have been punished by someone that's not in the government. That's wrong. So does he deserve punishment? Yes, of course he does, but not from this, you know, uncle. So had justice been done, the uncle of this little girl would not have felt it, you know, that necessary to take it upon himself to go out and, you know, make justice happen. So what happened? So we got to hear this entire case. It was a pretty crazy story about how the crime was committed. Apparently, the plaintiff, the attackee, the person who was attacked, he was just out going to get a pack of cigarettes. And what happens is it's raining, and this car pulls up to him in the middle of the night, and a man steps out of it, which the witness to the crime, what would you call that? What's the person who, the victim, there you go, having a lapse of memory for some reason. The victim identified the man who steps out of this vehicle as Doug Noble, which was his girlfriend's brother. And this man, Doug, he had some kind of a very large object that he was holding behind his back, and he started to approach him in the rain, and there was just one street light above their heads, and it was, you know, just downpouring rain, and he was just trying to run back into his house after buying his pack of cigarettes. And what happens is, you know, he's approached by Doug, who had been threatening him for months now. He had a restraining order on him and all this other stuff, and still, you know, the government's not able to protect him. But so what happens is he approaches him. He says, "I told you I was going to kill you." And he takes that. And this is all, of course, by the victim. He was the one telling us the story in his, in his state that he was in, which was he had brain damage. And he sort of spoke like a child, almost like a 6 or 7 year old. And so he's explaining the story to us. The man he hit him once. He remembered getting hit, and then he's out, and he doesn't remember the rest of it. And what ended up happening was a little bit later, maybe 20 minutes after the beating, a police officer arrived on the scene who just happened to be passing by. And he saw this man laying there, and he thought he was dead. So the police officer gets out of the car, goes over to attend to the victim, and he notices that right when he got near him, he spit out blood, and he could see he was breathing. And he was breathing so slowly and in such a labored way that's why he had thought that he was dead originally. So he took this massive beating, all right, from this guy. So what happens? So he calls, you know, the ambulance, obviously. It turns out that he was bludgeoned so badly, half of his skull had to be removed. Some of his brains had to be removed. They were so damaged. Like I said, his eye was removed. He was just, obviously, whoever did this to him was trying to kill him because he looked dead. When the cop arrived, he just looked like a mess. There was blood everywhere. And I know it's gruesome. Sorry if I'm making anyone sick out there. But I'll continue the story in one sec. Just once again, that number is 1-800-836-9278. Give us a call at Bob Enyart Live and help us with the BEL telethon. 1-800-836-9278. So, let me just catch my breath. So what was happening was... So at this point in the case, the victim related this whole story, what he could remember of it. Then a police officer came up, and the one who had found him, he told the story of what he said, you know, what he experienced with this man. And he said that when he got on the scene, he thought he was dead, as I was just saying. And when he realized he was alive, he asked the man on the ground, "Who did this? Who did this to you?" And in his completely dilapidated voice, like without being able to speak, because his jaw's broken, his brains are... you know, all over the place, he said, mumbling because he can't speak, essentially, Don Mobile. So the defense made this huge case around the fact that the victim said Don Mobile instead of the name Doug Noble, which was the attacker's actual name. And they had this whole thing about how they had found that there were three people in the area named... they were saying his name was Don Mobley. Don Mobley. That's the actual attacker's name. It's not Doug Noble. Of course it couldn't be. So it was just pretty interesting to see the way they tried to do that. So obviously the defense comes up, and they actually put Doug Noble on the stand to give his side of the story. And it was, of course, his side of the story was that he was at Bible study at that time, and his girlfriend came up and vouched that she had picked him up at 8, and actually he said it was at 6, and it was this whole ridiculous story that didn't make any sense, and all the facts were completely not aligned. They didn't take the proper time to really sit down and try to make sure they could remember the story correctly. So that it just wasn't convincing. And we really, the jury, really just believed wholeheartedly the witness's account. Because, you know, if someone is going to try to kill you, you're going to want that person to suffer. You're not just going to put it on some other guy who's been threatening you. You know, if you can remember it, you're going to say who it was. And he was the only witness there, and luckily he was alive. So we were able to find out who the attacker was because he survived. So anyway, after 3 days of trial, I just gave you the really quick Cliff Notes version. After 3 days of trial, once again, the number is 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. I'll finish up the story if I can. But first, I just want to go over these deals we have again. What we're doing is we're going to give you a gift of for a donation of $100 or more. We're going to give you a DVD, a seminar, and a copy of The Plot, which is obviously the book that is just great. It helps you grasp the overview of the Bible. And it's just a wonderful resource that we've sold more than thousands of them. And they're just, you know, loved by all. So call up 1-800-836-9278. Help out Bob Enyart Live with a donation of $100 or more and get the Bob Enyart Live sample kit. So what happened? So the jury is allowed to deliberate. We go into our little room and we talk, and we're allowed to have any evidence from the trial. They can give us transcriptions and medical records and anything we want. So the first thing we do is we sit down after considering all the evidence, and we just basically do a hand count. We just want to take a quick vote, you know, who thinks guilty, who thinks not guilty. Or we could opt to go for a lesser charge of attempted manslaughter, I think it was, instead of attempted murder, which is obviously a much greater charge. So we all sat, we had, out of the 14, I believe it was, or it may have been 12 with two alternates. Let's just say it was 12. Out of the 12, there were 9 people who said guilty of attempted murder, 1 person who said not guilty, and then 2 who were saying guilty of the lesser charge because they didn't believe that he was trying to actually kill him. So that was just amazing to me to think that someone who has been bludgeoned so brutally that his brains are out and he looks dead and there's blood everywhere and he's losing his eyes, you don't think he's trying to kill him. As he leaves the scene, he's laying there. The cop even thinks he's dead when he arrives later on. And you don't think he's dead. You don't think he's trying to kill him. It's just crazy to me. So after it took us 2 days to come to a decision, and you have to have a unanimous decision when it's a case of a man's life, because he'd either have life imprisonment. I think in New Jersey there's no death penalty, so if it was attempted murder, he would get somewhere close to life. So we have to have a unanimous decision. So it was so difficult, but I tried my hardest to explain to these people that sheer fact that we ended up getting the medical records. We could see and read how the doctors explained which pieces of his brain were missing and how incredibly just destroyed this human being was. And finally, we ended up coming to the decision after, you know, a long time of convincing that he was guilty of attempted murder. So that's what happened. It was pretty big, and it was a very interesting case to be a part of. Obviously, a lot of terrible things happened. But anyway, it looks like that's the end of the show. Hey, anyone who's given, thank you so much for giving. If you haven't yet, give us a call, 1-800-836-9278. You'll have till midnight tonight to get either the BEL sample kit or the Ultimate Evangelism Package. So once again, thanks so much, and take care, everybody. God bless.